Blog Talk Radio.
Got 25 lighters on the dresser.
Hey, what y'all watch?
You watching your video, Dan?
Oh, really?
Let's have some fun.
Love it, man.
Going back to the future, y'all. Check it, check it. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name. DMD, I'm back with 25 flows. Waited upon the Lord to open 25 doors. 25 ways to praise him, choose one. He came about the grave to save and lose none. He gave me my life back and my wife back. Two kids, two cars, a crib. 30 is to 20, like 40 to 25. I'ma point you to the word, cause the word's alive. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser. Yes, sir. Got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
316, about 25 Bibles, to get us like a billion, 25 prizes. Mad cause we just smashed 25 Bibles and baptized the classic 25 lighters. Young fly saved with a passion for Christ, mashing and not flashing the fashion and ice. If you bring cash in, it can add to my life, but just know that my soul's not attached to a price. Bought by the Son of Man on the cross where they hung him lost running, but he still offered his loving hand. And I ain't trying to toss nothing underhand, but let's stop talking and walk like we understand. We used to go hard with the sin, why not go hard for your God and repent? I put on and I don't care who the gospel offends. I am with the Lord, so I'm going all the way in.
I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, got to get saved.
Love it, man.
To the good book, trying to tell the hoods in the hood it's a good look. Let the word guide me, gave me my swagger. Used to use it like a sword, now it's more like a dagger. Jesus said try me, don't you deny me. Get the word inside me, use it like an ivy. Just like my bishop man gave me a vision, man. Took me from a fool to a sold out bishop man. Made me a soldier, fight for Jehovah. No, this ain't Picker JC, thought I told you. He's my provider, let the word shield me. Protects me from hating words sent to kill me. But they won't stop me, cause the Lord got me. Tell me that I can't tell a hater back, watch me. Watch me turn heads, cause the word got me shining. Matthew 25:25 got me grinding. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved. I got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir, just to get saved.
Love it, man.
G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real. G's in PA, G's in the city, G's in the South, so real.
Yeah, he saved me from my wretched ways. Wretched ways. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Lega. Lega. Okay. Used to be lost like the fish. Nemo. To Christ came in like a hurricane. Nino. Wrecked havoc and sin. Raging Bull De Niro. He's the sun. I'm the shadow. Yeah, I go wherever he goes. Ha. Here's his resurrection. Heavenly coats post my death to flesh. I'm resurrected. Recollecting now he made my life a testimony. He's to live a life in pure, so far from holy. Hiding behind the facade of you don't know me. But he didn't know me from my mother's womb. He knew my story. He gave me free will to choose. He couldn't do that for me. Though I was undeserving, he never gave up on me. Now I stand here redeemed, I declare boldly. I'm solely sold out to the living God, and he is worthy of every praise out of my mouth. Yes, I give him glory. Yeah, Lord, I give you glory. Lord,
but you saved me.
Save me.
You
killed me,
God, on that cross.
Yeah. Hey, for my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me. Save me. Yeah. You saved me. Save me. Yeah, boy. I refuse to stand around like doormen, bringing his word to your grill, George Foreman. No cheap imitation, Martin's Tracy Morgan. Royal flush face, best believe I'm all in. If life was like a game of poker, I call the devil's bluff, cause I got Christ as my joker. I am living above the influence and breaking the addiction. Facing reality, living behind the fiction. Sick in relationship over religion. I'm so leveled up, spitting this lyrical venom, giving demons the blues like denim, killing them with syllable synonyms of adrenaline, filling for my spiritual song, his Holy Spirit like penicillin. We numb in this world, then we reach the lost like Gilligan. God willing, the spiritual healing would take place in his children if they only accept him and declare him risen.
Lost,
save me. Hey, for my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me. Save me. Yeah. You saved me. Save me.
Should have been lost,
Lord,
but you saved me.
Save,
Lord. You came and died on that cross,
yeah,
just to save me.
Hey, for my wretched ways, my sinful grave, pull me out of that grave. You did. You saved me. Save me. Yeah. You saved me. Save me.
But you saved me, Lord. You killed and died on that cross.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your host, Miss Angel on Deck, and we just thank God for his many blessings. That song that you just heard that just went off was our Nigerian brother that actually lived here in the States. His name is God's Writer, and the name of that song was called Saved Me, and I know a lot of people, when they hear him, they always say, wow, he's African. They say, wow, he don't sound African. I say, yeah, you know he is. And so we thank God for him. And at the very beginning, you heard our brother DJ DMD in 25 Bibles. And once again, I just want to say, I know we're supposed to be, we were supposed to have been, on earlier. But I really had some issues that was going on with the line, so we wasn't able to come on when what I had posted. I had to just keep on working on the lines. I don't know if it's because we got a storm coming. I just noticed it's been snowing. I didn't even know it was snowing outside. But yes, it's snowing pretty bad. And maybe that could have been it. I'm not sure. But anyway, we just thank God that we were able to get on, because I was very, 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 very frustrated. And so maybe I might still sound like it. I don't know. Because it was a lot that I went through. Y'all just don't know from this morning dealing with, different issues and different things. And I'm telling you, it was just crazy, So But we just thank the Lord, you know, that we are able to go on, and I didn't have to do no panicking, you know, which I almost came into a panic. But I thank God for those that have prayed for me, because I definitely, you know, messaged different ones just saying, you know, just pray for me, because I was really getting discouraged a little bit somewhat. I really was, because, you know, when you promote things and you have things going on and you want to get it out there, and then everything seems like it start messing up, you'd be like, wait a minute, you know? So, but we just thank God. I want to give a shout-out to all of you that are listening in all over the world, to our brother DJ Fella Waves. God bless you, bro. I mean, he hung in there. He was sitting up waiting. He was determined. And I told him I had to cancel the first show, but we ended up doing the second one, and I messaged him back, and I thought I was going to have to cancel that show, but then I ended up hearing from my brother. So I just thank God that I did not cancel it, because I started to put the cancel button, and had I would have done it, that would have been messed up. So we just thank God, you know, to give me unction not to do that yet. But anyway, we just thank God. We have a great brother. I thank God for him, Danny Froze, there in Chicago. And we're going to be clicking him on in just a second. I'm just trying to get posted up here real briefly, you know, so everybody can tune in, because no one knew I still was coming on. So I'm trying to talk and post up at the same time on all the media sites, letting people know that we are on, so they can hear him. And so, but we just thank God. So right now I'm going to click our brother on. We want to say God bless to all of you there in Chicago, all of the fam, friends, everybody, fans of Danny Froze. We just want to say God bless here in Detroit, all over in Africa, Italy, there in Texas, to our brother Conan. I think he's listening in right now. We want to just say God bless you, and everybody that is tuned in right now, we just want to say God bless. So right now, I'm going to hush my mouth, and we're going to click on our brother right now. Let's see. Danny, are you there?
Yo, I'm in. How you doing, Angel?
Oh, my God. Pins and needles. Oh, my God. I was calling your phone, and it was going to voicemail. I'm looking at my daughter complaining. I said, oh, my God. Now that I got the system up and working, I said, nah, he not answering the phone. He not text. I didn't know what was going on. And I started to hit the cancel button. And for some reason, I just was not led to hit that cancel button. And I see why, because you had messaged me saying, you know, that you were going to call in. And I was like, oh, man, and had I would have canceled that, we would have been hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I ain't know my phone was dead myself. I was down to my last bar, and it went on to die. But, hey, I'm glad you ain't clicked that button, though.
I know. I know that's right, because I was panicking, because my brother there, you know, in Amsterdam, he was like, what's going on? And I was messaging him. I said, I don't know. I said, now, he told me to let him know if we going to do the show in the time he was in. I said, had I would have known this, we could have just went on and done it next week. And I left you a voicemail, and I said the same thing in the voicemail. I'm like, wow, I went through all of this, and maybe we should have just waited. And, you know, but I thank God that even through all of that, you didn't give up. And I almost gave up, but I didn't.
Oh, yeah, man, it's good that we finally connected, you know? It was
God. So hey, Danny, don't
right
put
now.
Me in the boo section now. Don't boo me just yet.
Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to make sure all the boo tonight.
Be like all sisters.
Yeah.
Be like all sisters. Sent me a message talking about it. That was it. You know, I didn't know what to do, but I thank God we got you on. You know, listening to your music, because I played it, you know, sometime on the air as of last week, and I think this week, and I'm telling you, it's really rocking, and I'm really thankful to God that we have connected and that we have met. You know, we've talked and everything, and just to see what you are doing for the kingdom, you know, is just awesome. I mean, you know, you could be on the corner banging and selling dope right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you really could. You could, you know, ain't no telling what could be happening. Or you could be strung out on drugs. Ain't no telling what could be going on right now. But, you know, you a young man cutting hair. You know, I really say to God bless you on that, you know, with the cutting and everything. That's good to be a barber. And you know, and then, you know, getting this video going on about Deadbeat and the meaning of it. It's just awesome to see a brother like you going on with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? You had a past, like we all had a past. But now, you know what I'm saying, you are doing it up for Christ. And so right now, I want you to reintroduce yourself and tell the people where you're calling from and just share a powerful testimony, like, you know, life in the streets, what you involved, whether you was dealing with drugs or banging or whatever. Just share a little bit of that right quick.
Okay, well, yeah, my name Daniel Harris. I go by the artist name Danny Froze. You know, I was born on the south side of Chicago. You know, I was raised in the suburbs, south side of Chicago and in the suburbs, back and forth, you know. And recently I moved to Atlanta about 3 years ago, and I recently moved back to Chicago. Now, I used to rap with a group for a little while called Crazy Gang Society. You know, I was in the group all of my life. Yeah, you know, it started in Park Forest, Illinois. That's where the group originated, and, you know, that's where I started doing music at. You know, I just had a strong passion for it, and I fell in love with it. So, you know what I'm saying? From there, we went on and made the group, and we just was rocking out together, you know. I was in college playing football. I was a starter on the football team, and we ended up getting a song on the radio. I had a song on the radio called Levi's, and it was actually a brief hit for a little while in Chicago. You know, it was playing night and day, all night, you know, they was playing the song. So, you know, when they was doing that, that made me want to take this music more serious and make me want to take it more farther. You know, that was in 2011 when I had that, you know, when I had the single on the radio and all. And in that same year, you know, my girl got pregnant with my first child, you know, so it just put a bigger grind to me, you know, a bigger hustle, and made me want to pursue it more. You know, I just wanted my daughters to be brought up right, you know, it made me mature a little bit more. So in 2011, when she got pregnant, you know, I decided to move down to Atlanta to expand my business and expand my career, you know. We moved down to Atlanta a little blindsided, you know, not knowing nobody. It was just me, the two members of my group, and my manager. You know, we just all put our money together and said, hey, we're just going to take this leap of faith and going on down here. You know, but this was when we was in the hip-hop lane, you know what I'm saying, strictly hip-hop, secular-type music, you know. So we went on down there. Just to keep it kind of brief, you know, we was in Atlanta, you know, we bought a little crib, we rented one out, and we just got in the streets immediately, started passing our music out and stuff. But as a couple of months went by, stuff wasn't working as planned, you know. So the two members in my group, they decided to move back to Chicago, you know. So I'm like, man, you know, I'm thinking in my head, like, man, I can't go back right now, you know. I'm looking like I got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I left home without a reason, so I'm not about to come back with no excuse. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, I ain't coming back until I got dinner on the table at least. You know what I'm saying? I got to come back with something. So they went on and left me. You know what I'm saying? They went on and moved back. You know what I'm saying? I respected their decision, and I decided to stay on down there. About a couple of days later, my manager was like, I'm gone, man. You know, he's like, I don't got to move back. He's like, you know, good luck to you. If you need anything, call me. So, you know, I wanted to go back, but it was heavy on my heart to stay down there to get where I wanted. You know, I just had that hustle and that grind. So I stayed on down in Atlanta, you know, had a couple of dollars in my pocket. And throughout that time period, it was a good 3 to 4 months, you know, I actually went through being homeless, you know, sleeping in the car. You know, I was working at a barber shop, sleeping in the shop, bouncing hotel to hotel. And, you know, and it was just, you know what I'm saying, stuff was kind of painful. But at the same time, I knew I was doing it for a reason, because I could have easily moved back home, you know what I'm saying, and been comfortable. But I was like, man, I got to go through this, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is what I want, so, hey, let's do it, you know? So I just stuck it out, and I was going through what I went through, you know? After a while, you know, I started getting connected with people. I started meeting different people inside the music industry. got me cutting hair, you know, started making deals with people that mix music and make beats. So I started getting stuff for free, you know, and I was just utilizing the cars that I was dealt. So after a while, you know, I saved up a little money in my pocket, and I went on and got me a little spot out there, you know, so I didn't have to sleep in the shop or nothing no more. But
yeah.
I had bumped into this guy, this engineer named Tilly. His name was Tilly. He actually do a lot of mixing for all the big-time artists now, like Migos, Rich Homie Quan. You know, he mix for them type of people. He did some stuff for R. Kelly, a couple of more people. You know, so
okay.
being that I cut his hair, you know, he plugged me on in. You know, he brought me to the studio, and I'll start cutting all these guys' hair. You know, so I didn't let them know that I was an artist yet. I just let them know, you know what I'm saying, I cut hair. If y'all need a haircut, that's what I'm here for. You know, so
yeah.
I started getting a little connect and started getting a little name for myself in Atlanta. And, you know, things start going good. But the whole time, you know, it's just that God's mercy has always been on my life. You know, and I started experiencing
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? By me being by myself, you know what I'm saying? It was God is all that I really had. You know, he's my only friend down there, really, my real, real friend. So, you know, I just started, you know what I'm saying, praying a lot more and getting a bigger relationship with God. You know what I'm saying? That's all that
yeah.
I want to concentrate and focus on. So in due time, you know, I felt like it was a stone calling in my life and that, you know what I'm saying, God was calling me to work for him, you know. But being that I had got those connects and I was getting caught up into that type of industry, you know, I wasn't listening to the calling, you know what I'm saying? I'd be going to the club,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? They playing my music, shouting out my
yeah.
name, and, you know, I'm just in the mind frame like, man, my stuff can blow down here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm
yeah.
like, man, I ain't about to do no gospel music. I ain't about to do no, be no straight God friend dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking like, I'm going to keep God first and I'm going to pray, you know what I'm saying? But every time I said that, my actions showed different, you know? So,
yeah.
you know, after a while, you know, I noticed, you know what I'm saying, I needed a new manager because my manager, you know what I'm saying, he moved back to Chicago and his mind was somewhere else in life, you know what I'm saying, he stopped doing music and everything. And my homie, you know what I'm saying, they fell back a little bit from the music too. So at this time, I'm still in the group though, so I'm thinking like, man, I got to keep this going, you know, I got our music cracking out here, but I got to keep the group together and I got to keep the hope alive. So I ended up bumping into a guy named Big Man at the shop. And this is when my career really, you know what I'm saying, started taking off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? When I bumped into this guy named Big Man, he was an older guy. You know, he just had my back on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He started paying for my videos and just supplying money, just helping me with a lot. Knowing that I was down there by myself, you know, he was willing
yeah.
to help me with a lot of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? After a while, Big Man told me, like, he came to me like, hey, DH, he like, they call me DH too. I go by D-Fro, but a lot of people call me DH. So if I say DH, you know, I'm referring to myself. So he came to me like, hey, DH. Yeah, he came to me like, hey, DH. He's like, this the deal right here, man. He's like, now, I'm an older guy. He was like, so I'm not really into all that music and stuff. He said, I just want to help you out because I see what you've been going through, you know. And he said, I see that you're down here by yourself, so I want to help you out. He said, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you with one of my guys. And I'm like, who is that? He's like, actually, this is my nephew. He said, now, he young. He said, he want to do this music stuff. And he said, he got some money, you know what I'm saying, to do it. So, you know, I'm thinking like, all right, cool, you know what I'm saying? So about a week later, I actually met this guy. His name was KD. Now, this is how I started getting caught up a little bit, you know. Before, you know, so I was already doing my stuff in Chicago, but when I got to Atlanta, this is when I really started, you know what I'm saying, getting caught up into the streets and stuff. You know, I always had my head on my shoulders in Chicago, and I was able to juggle the stuff that I was going through. But when I got to Atlanta and I met this guy, you know, this is when I started getting caught up a little bit more, you know. So these guys was heavy in the street, you know what I'm saying, on the dope game, the weed game, all that stuff, you know. And I had the number one plug, you know what I'm saying, around that
yeah.
town, you know what I'm saying. They was plugging me in on it. So I started making my money in the streets, you know. I started selling, doing what I had to do, You know, just, you know what I'm saying, making certain moves, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak about too much of it, but you know, just street moves, just doing what I had to do. You feel me? You know, doing what I had to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know.
Yeah, you feel me, Agent? So the money started looking good, you know what I'm saying? So after a while, I started getting away from the barbershop, you know what I'm saying? I put the clippers down for a little bit, you know? I started seeing that money, you know what I'm saying, coming in daily. And I was liking it, you know what I'm saying? I was loving it, you know what I'm saying? I was getting caught up, you know what I'm saying? Smoking weed all the time, drunk every night, you know, and just living like a regular rap star, you know what I'm saying? In the club every night, you know what I'm saying? Turning up and making my money, you know?
Yeah.
Not to say that it wasn't benefiting my music because, you know what I'm saying, that gave me more time to do my music. But like I said, God was always heavy on my heart, you know what I'm saying? So even when I was doing this stuff, you know what I'm saying, I hear God's voice, you know what I'm saying, talking to me. This ain't where you're supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? You can easily get caught up in this. You can end up in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can end up dead. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, that voice that you
hear
from
God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He'll calm. You know, he's going to come at you in a calm way. You know, it ain't going to be no hype stuff. He just come at you calmly, and you just hear him speaking like, as quiet as a whisper, you know, but you know that's God's voice when it's speaking, you know. So
that's right.
This guy, KD, you know what I'm saying, he told me, like, because we got to the point where our music was playing in Magic City, you know what I'm saying, and all the biggest strip clubs and then all the big clubs out in Atlanta. So we got to the point where they asked, you know what I'm saying, he like, are you in a group, you know what I'm saying, or are you trying to do your solo thing, you know, so...
Uh-huh.
So I went home and thought about it, actually. You know, I'm like, should I go to the solo route or should I stick to my group? You know what I'm saying? These are my homies that I've been making music with since ninth grade. You know what I'm saying? Even though they moved back to Chicago on me, I understood why. You know, so I didn't want to just up and leave these guys. So I told him, like, man, I'm still in the group, bro. And he was like, well, if that's the case, it's time for us to start doing shows. He was like, because the music is getting big out here. He was like, so they're going to have to get back out here. So what I did was I put a project together called No Tomorrow, and I sent it back to Chicago with this guy named Pierce Henry. And when Pierce Henry heard this project, you know, he just wanted to work with me. And he let me know, like, man, I really want to be behind your project. Now, keep in mind that Pierce Henry is a guy that I met before I moved to Atlanta. You know, so I always knew him. I always had a brief relationship with him. But we never, like, worked together with the music. Now, when he heard this project, he asked me the same thing. He said, are you solo or are you still in the group? And I told him, I'm like, man, I'm still in the group. He said the same thing that KD said. He's like, well, y'all need to be together. So, long story short, we end up moving the two guys in my group back down to Atlanta. Now, their name was Morrell Corbett and Reggie Bird. Okay, so we moved Morrell and Reggie back down to Atlanta. You know, like I said, KD had some nice benefits, so he got us a house, and we was living in the house, you know what I'm saying? We living in the house rent-free, and all we had to do was basically promote our music and, you know what I'm saying, get it out there. Now, this is when I realized that God was not going to let me blow in this lane that I was in. This is when I realized it. I realized when I moved them back down there, and my music was cracking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was everywhere. People, you would come to pull up to the gas station, you hear people playing, you know what I'm saying, random people. So, you know what I'm saying, I was at that point. And I'm looking like, now that they down here, I can do shows, you know what I'm saying, we can probably make a little money, we can do features, and we next step is to get on, you know? So when I moved them back down now, you know, stuff started going wrong. You know what I'm saying? Stuff that was supposed to go right and that was supposed to go easy started going wrong, you know? So... It's just like the clubs, you know what I'm saying? We would get into it with people in the clubs, you know. People start getting lazy, you know. The guy who was funding our project, you know, he started losing hope in it. And it's just like stuff started going on. Yeah, and I'm looking at it like, man, how is this happening? You know what I'm saying? We together now. It should be easy. It should be a 1, 2, 3. You know, we should be there. You know, so it's just... Stuff just started getting confusing and complicated, and I'm wondering why. So, you know, I started praying about it, and, you know, I felt like I wasn't getting no answers. But at the same time, you know, I didn't know if I was getting answers because I didn't know if the negatives were the answers to my prayers, you know, because sometimes God allows us to, yeah, God allows us to be broken sometimes, you know, to understand because brokenness to me is appropriate response to our sin, you know, and that's what I was feeling. I was feeling like me being broken was me realizing that this life I'm living is wrong, you know, and then at the same time, you know, as I started opening up that Bible, you know, because my brother and my granddad, they both are pastors, you know, so I always had that biblical teaching, you know what I'm saying, whether it was through a text, whether it was a phone call with my brother for about 10 minutes, you know, it was I always had that biblical teaching around. So, you know, that made me get back into my Bible and stuff, you know what I'm saying, I'm praying about it, I'm in my Bible, and then, you know what I'm saying, the answers was always, you in the wrong lane, you know what I'm saying, this is not what you're supposed to be doing, you know, you say you put me first, but you don't. You know, your lifestyle is showing different. So, long story short, after a while, my guys decided to move back to Chicago again. So, you know what I'm saying? I come home one day, I see them packing up their stuff, and they about to dip on me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, where y'all going, bro? They like, hey, we got to get out of here, bro. They're like, I mean, thank you for the opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Such, such, and such. But, you know what I'm saying? Chicago was that, you know? And at that around that time, you know, Keith was blowing up. King Louie, you know what I'm saying? So all these artists was giving them a influence, you know, and it was on their mind that Chicago is where it's at, the blow right now. So they pack their stuff and they leave, you know. So I stay about a month after that, and I find out that my girl is pregnant with my second daughter. So now I'm thinking now I'm thinking like, wow. I'm thinking like, man, okay, I got one daughter in Atlanta. And, you know, not saying that, cause I was flying back every month. Every month, almost every month, you know what I'm saying, after I got that little money in my pocket, that street money, I was flying back every month for at least a week, you know what I'm saying, to see my daughter. So me and my daughter and my girl, we had a real good relationship, you know what I'm saying. They ain't like that they was missing me too much because they seen me every month. But when I got that second, when I got that second little girl, though, you know, it was on my heart, like, man, I can't stay out here too much longer, you know what I'm saying? Especially not after my two homies had just left me. So what I did was I said, I'm going to give myself 6 months. I said, I'm going to give myself 6 months to make a decision, you know, whether I'm going to go back or not. So time started flying, you know, I'm still out there promoting my CDs. At this point, I go into grind mode at its fullest. You know what I'm saying? I'm 100%, matter of fact, 200% grinded. You know, every connect I had, I'm hollering at them. Everybody that make beats, I got them sending them to me. I'm in the studio from 7 a.m. in the morning to about 2 a.m. at night. And I mean, not an hour less. I'm talking about I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying, mixing my songs, recording music. And with this allowed me to develop. You know, this allowed me to perfect my style, you know. So I was perfecting my style, and I was getting better from being in the studio, you know. But in my head, all I'm thinking about is grinding to get on. So after this, you know what I'm saying, it comes down to my last couple of days, you know. I'm still working at the shop, you know. My manager let me know, like, man, whatever you do, we support you. You know, I had gained a lot of friends out there, a lot of people who didn't want me to leave, and let me know, if you need money, you need anything, whatever you need to stay, this is where you need to be at, you know what I'm saying, trying to convince me to stay. But in them last couple of days, you know, I talked to my girl, and I'm like, man, I'm coming back to my babies, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to come take care of my babies. So what I did was I hit the radio stations up, I dropped my CDs off at all the radios, I go talk to all the DJs that was messing with me, pass them out CDs, and I take off. I book that flight, and I get on up out of there. So now at this point, I'm back in Chicago, you know. My first day back in Chicago, I'm sitting in Chicago, man, and I'm just thinking, like, man, what's next? What's next? Okay, and I ain't been out here in 3 years. You know, I don't know where nobody at. I don't know how stuff been, you know what I'm saying, ran out here or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm confused. And so what I did was, you know, I went to go get me a job quickly, you know what I'm saying, at the barbershop so I can have that income. You know, I had to have them funds, right? So that's what I did. And Now this is when I really decided to convert and give my life to Christ. You know, I'm in Chicago. I'm back with my homies. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing what they doing in the streets. You know, for as far as the music and everything to get us on. You know what I'm saying? And I just started doing what they do. You know. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying, stuff wasn't happening. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to that fast life and that fast grind that I had in Atlanta, you know, and I'm telling them, like, man, the stuff that we doing, we ain't going to go nowhere with that, bro. You know, I'm like, this is how you supposed to do it, you know. So they start listening to me. We gained a little traction in Chicago, but it's still the same thing, you know. It's still like God putting that lemon on it. Like, hey, you ain't going past here. You know what I'm saying? This ain't where you supposed to be at. Now, I started getting into a little more trouble. You know, I started getting into trouble. I found out I had a warrant for my arrest. You know, I get locked up, the warrant was actually for some stuff that I did a while back. You know, but being that I was in Atlanta, you know, I ain't never know nothing about the warrant or nothing. So I get locked up, and you know, I'm in jail. You know what I'm saying? I'm just praying, like, man, why is all this stuff happening at one time? Why is stuff starting to come crashing down? You know. And God started talking to me like you supposed to be with me. You know what I'm saying? He say, from whom much is given, much is required. You know what I'm saying? That scripture comes from my heart and comes through my head. And when he say that to me, I realized, like, man, you're right. You know, God, you put a lot into me. I'm a talented person. Anything I put my hands on, I can master, and I just perfect. And I'm looking like, man, I boast about this and that, and I boast about all these talents I got and everything that I can do. And I'm like, and I'm boasting about all this stuff, but you gave me this, you know. So who am I to brag about this stuff, and you gave me this? So I start thinking, like, man, God is real, man. Why am I, you know what I'm saying, ignoring him and just doing what I want to do and following my own path? So at that moment, I say, man, I'm going to give my life to you. I said, you gave me everything. You gave me this body. You gave me this soul. You gave me this life to enjoy. I say, so in return, all I got is a body, soul, a mind, and a heart. I say, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you use it. I say, I'm going to let you use this to do your work. Do whatever you will with it. And I say that prayer to God. I say, if it's a God, please reveal yourself to me. I say, and please use me. Use me for your work, man. So that next day, they let me out of jail. You know, and I'm supposed to stay in jail. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no bond money or nothing. But they end up giving me an out bond and letting me out. So I instantly started going to church. You know, I instantly started going to church with my girl. You know what I'm saying? My girl was getting heavy into church already. You know what I'm saying? She was giving me invites to come, but I wouldn't come. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
When I got out of jail, I jumped into it with her. You know what I'm saying? So I went to the church, and I actually ended up liking it. You know what I'm saying? I liked it, the pastor. I liked it, the people. And I just liked the word that he was preaching and stuff. So, you know, so I'm like, man, I'm going to try to keep this a consistent thing, you know. I'm going to go every Wednesday and Sunday and see what it's about. So that's what I started doing. I started going Sundays and Wednesdays, and I just noticed how my life started changing. You know what I'm saying? I was getting that biblical teaching, and I was getting that knowledge and that wisdom that I always needed, you know. So I started putting it to use. I started putting it to use instead of ignoring it. So, you know, just going to church had started getting me right. And then I went on a fast. You know what I'm saying? I decided to go on a fast for God. You know what I'm saying? I found out what a fast was. And I said, I'm going to do this. Yeah, Angel. I said, I'm going to try to do this fast. I said, that's what I'm going to try to do. So what I did was I decided to go on a week fast, strictly water. You know, so I'm drinking water. I started off drinking water.
Wow, you went hard in that fast.
I mean, this is my first fast, too, Angel. So it's like,
I'm saying. You did good.
Yeah, it's like usually people would do a fast all fruit or a fast no chicken or a fast all juice or something like that. I went strictly. I'm like, I'm going balls in. I'm going in there. I'm about to do this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right.
Wow.
So, Angel, I get 2 days into my fast. And the devil come knocking at my door. The devil come knocking at my door.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, like, my relationship with God been right and everything, and here comes the devil. I end up getting into it with this guy, you know. I ain't going to speak too much on it, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. I end up getting into it with this guy. And he's actually giving me a ride to my car, you know what I'm saying? And during the time that he gave me a ride to my car, me and him get to argue, you know, about some stuff. You know, we get to arguing and stuff. And he let me know, like, what's up? What, you want to fight or something? And then I tell him, I'm like, man, I've been going to, I tell him just like that. I say, man, I've been going to church and stuff. I'm like, bro, you got a lot of evil in you. I said, well, I'm not knocking you because I understand, because I done been at that same point that you at. I said, but yeah, what I'm going to do is, I said, I don't want to fight you. I said, I'm gonna give you an invitation to church. And when I said
all right,
that, he got kicked off. You know what I'm saying? He got kicked off. Like, who you think you is? You know what I'm saying? This, this. Boy, you ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I know you from such. Boy, I know you get down, boy. And I'm like, man, I'm like, yeah, you know how I get down. I said, but I'm trying to change my life. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, you sound lame. You sound like a goofy. So I get out the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a block away from my destination. But I tell him, like, man, let me out. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to be slow to anger, you know what I'm saying, because that's what I've been reading and stuff, you know, but I feel it rising, you know, so I tell him, let me out the car. I start walking, you know what I'm saying, so he let me out, I start walking. This dude pulled off, and I'm thinking he's about to take off and go home. He swerved the car around, park it, and get out the car and start taking off his clothes.
Oh, wow.
Stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so at this point, you know what I'm saying, we get in the fight, you know. I'm a big guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm 6'5", you know what I'm saying, 225 pounds, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Athletic, you know what I'm saying? So he was kind of smaller than me. He ain't too little himself, but let's just say that I came out on top on the fight, you know. And when I came out on top on the fight, you know what I'm saying, that made this guy mad. And he got really, really mad, you know what I'm saying? He was really mad, and I just seen the anger and stuff in him. So I'm thinking, like, man, I'm on a fast, man. I'm supposed to be trying to change my life. I let this guy, you know what I'm saying, talk me into fighting him, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm thinking. Why this dude yelling and screaming, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm walking off, and I'm hearing this dude saying this. And all that's going through my head is, no, God, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be on a fast for you, and I, here I am going back into my ways. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, the guy ended up going to get a gun. You know what I'm saying? It ended up being a shootout, you know what I'm saying, in my neighborhood between me and him. It ended up being a shootout, you know, and we ended up getting arrested. I ended up getting arrested. Now, I'm in jail and all over again, you know what I'm saying? I just got out of jail. I'm back in jail all over again, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, this ain't nothing but the devil. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, like, this ain't
right.
Nothing but the devil, man. Devil knocking at my door, you know, he see me trying to do right, and here he come, trying to snatch away God's plan from me, you know, and I'm like
that's
I know
right.
God ain't going to let this happen, though, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
At this point, I'm experiencing brokenness again, you know, I'm looking like, man, I should never left Atlanta, I should have stayed where I was at, you know, this stuff would never happen, you know, I'm just thinking all type of stuff, and then here come God's voice again, talking to me, you know what I'm saying, like this is brokenness for you. You know what I'm saying? This is for you to realize that you don't need to be around certain people, you know? It's certain people that's no good for you. There's all type of stuff going through my head. So I get to breaking down in that cell, you know what I'm saying? And I start praying again, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling God, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you always have mercy on my life. God, you get me out of this, and you give me my life back. I promise I'm gonna be strictly for you. You know, I'm all over again. You know how it go. You know,
yeah.
This time, you know, what I'm saying I really meant it. You know, and I'm telling God, like, you seen me trying to change. You know, but I really need you. I can't do this without you. You know.
Yeah.
So, long story short, they had me in jail about 3 days on 3-day investigation, and they end up letting me out again. You know, I end up getting out again. So this time I'm like, man, I know this God. I know this God. God want me to do something amazing in this world, like for real. And I'm thinking to myself this time, like he really want me to work. He want me to work. God got a plan for me, because I can easily be in jail right now. You know, even though the situation happened because of that guy, you know, and everything I did, I was really in the right, you know what I'm saying, legally, you know what I'm saying, I was in the right. But you know what I'm saying, in God's eyes, you know what I'm saying, both of us was wrong, you know? So
yeah.
I'm like, man, what I'm going to do is, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to cut out the club, you know what I'm saying? I said I'm gonna quit my group. I said I'm gonna leave these females alone, and I said I'm gonna go all the way in it this time. I said I'm going all the way in. I said I'm not just gonna do it fast and try to do it slow, flip one thing at a time. I said what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let God kill me. I'm gonna let God kill me, kill the old me, so I can be reborn again. I said, because Jesus don't come into your life. He don't come into your life looking like, all right, you do this, you do that, this negative, this negative, this negative. We're going to start with this, and we're going to flip this, then we're going to start with that, then we're going to fix this next. That's not how Jesus works. Jesus comes into your life, and he just kill the old you and make a new you. That's how Jesus works.
That's right.
He just get rid of everything. So I let him do it. This time I said, I'm going to let you do it. So I said, I'm putting you first. I said, whatever you want me to do, whether it's music or whether it's not, I said, that's what I'm going to do. And when I got out of jail, you know, I got back into my Bible real heavy this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying every night, and I'm asking God, you know what I'm saying, to lead my way. So that night, I called my homies up, and I let them know for the first time, you know what I'm saying, in what, about 8 years. I've been rapping with these guys for 8 to 9 years. And I finally told them, like, man, I'm out. I tell them I'm out the group. I say I'm out the group. You know what I'm saying? It hurt them a little bit, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, they understand where I was coming from, and they always knew, you know what I'm saying, that God been on my heart heavy because I used to talk to them about it, you know? So they understood, and they, you know what I'm saying, they had my back, Angel. So then, you know, I got out that car. I let them know what was up. I let my girl know what was up. I let the rest of my friends. You know, I told them, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of what went on. But what I was going to do was I was going to let my actions speak this time instead of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know? I was going to let my lifestyle speak for it. You know what I'm saying? I was just going to let people see the change. So that's what I did, you know. I just went back home, started writing my new songs. You know, I got into my Bible heavier and heavier, started talking to my brother. Like I said, he a pastor. You know, he was giving me advice, sending me sermons on good passages that I can get some good biblical teaching from, and I just started paying attention, you know, and that was it, basically, you know, to this day, you know, I just feel good, man. I just feel good. I feel new, and I just feel safe, and I just feel like, man, it's nothing better than what I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff I've been through in my life, all the people I've been around, it ain't nothing better than God. You know, because all my life, what I basically wanted was happiness. And now I finally got it. You know what I'm saying? I was looking, turning to all the wrong things for happiness, and now I got it. I got it with Christ. And I love
that's
it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, now my music speaks for itself now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear it through my music. It's like, I can listen to my songs now. The stuff I used to rap about, I can barely listen to. I barely like to ride to it. You know what I'm saying? But now, I listen to my songs about 50 times in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, I know because that's right.
It got God anointing on it, and I can hear it.
Yes,
you
it
know,
does.
And I just, and it feels better when you're not doing it for yourself no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing it for me no more. I'm doing it for God. You know, I don't care about my image. I don't care about me no more. It's about God, and it's about helping these other souls and getting them to realize what's real. And what a life can easily be at. You know what I'm saying? Because like the Bible says, tomorrow's not promised a day. You know what I'm saying? So I can get all the money I want in the world, drive all the biggest cars I want, and look good to many a million people. But I'll never know when I'm leaving this earth. And when I leave
this
earth, you know, I want to know that I'm right with God. And not only do I want to know that I'm right with God, you know what I'm saying, my daughter's still going to be in this earth. You know what I'm saying? So I want to leave behind good stuff. I want to leave behind some music that people can pop in and it can actually change your life. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
My whole meaning of making music now. I want it to change somebody's life. I want to be
that's
able
right.
to, when I leave this earth, you can play my music at my funeral. You know what I'm saying? The music I was playing before, you can't play it. You can't play that. You know what I'm saying? I got tired of making that negative stuff and giving people the wrong influence, you know? And people get a negative change. It's time to give people a positive change. Give some people some positive to listen to that my grandma can listen to, that my kids can listen to. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And it just feels so good now. And I'm just going 100% at it now. And
Well, you know, that's a powerful testimony. I'm just like sitting here in tears listening to you because I deal with a lot of you know, artists, you know, around the world that was banging and selling dope and dealing with circular stuff, some, you know, similar like what you were saying, and they had to go through a lot of stuff to get where they are today. And when I hear stuff like that, it really, you know what I'm saying, it really melts my heart, and it makes me rejoice, and it also makes me want to laugh at that devil's face and let him know, yeah, you thought you had us. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't destroy us. You tried, but you couldn't, because the hand of God was greater. You see what I'm saying? So listening to you tonight, you know, I'm telling you, I'm just grateful that we were able to even press through. Because remember when I had talked to you at first, I was sounding kind of angry. I know I was. Because I kept saying, dang, you know, something don't want us to get on this radio tonight. Not only one computer, but both of them kept shutting down. It was just like somebody took an eraser and just erased the whole network. I couldn't get on Facebook. I couldn't even get on the studio. I couldn't do jack. Do you hear me? But I'm telling you, I thank God that things had came up and they hear this powerful testimony. And you know what's so great about this? Because you had to go through with what you went through so you can be able to minister to others. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That will help bring them out. And I know that we are in this hour. We are in the hour of where God is calling these drug dealers and gangbangers, strippers, whatever you want to call them, to the front line. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows that, he knows your heart. It ain't about what we did back then, but he knew our heart while we was doing it. He knew who he had in you, brother. You know what I'm saying? He knew he had in you. Everybody else saw this other side, and you saw the other side in the music and the fame and all that. But do you know, in Christ, he can give us fame that's greater than that. You know what he spoke to me and told me one time? He said,
what was that?
He said, I can put you indoors that money can't go in. Do you hear me? I was sitting down fasting and praying. Yes, and God spoke that to me. Sure did, because my mind was on that life of money just like you. You know, we thinking about money, and, you know, I was making good money doing hooks for a lot of the rappers. You know, I was making money and you know, dancing at the club and all that. So I'm thinking, damn, I got to leave all this alone. You know, what's going to happen now, this and that. But he already had it mapped out. And when I sat down one day, and I'm talking about, he reminded me, Danny, he reminded me this just recently, because I've been going through a little financial issues and stuff. And do you know, he spoke that to me again. He said, I can put you in doors that money can't get in. So what that lets you know? His favor, his divine favor is greater than money. Ain't that something? That's something.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that to you tonight. You know what I'm saying? That don't worry about nothing. Keep doing what you're doing for them, because there are doors that you will be put in, and people will look and say, "How did he get there? What went on?" Where people that got the money, the door will be shut on. They can't get in, but you up there. You know what I'm saying? Around gold and all of that. So I'm just saying, it's just an honor. And you know what? It's good when we have family members, ain't it, that can pray for us and go in for us, you know, on behalf with prayer and all of that. Because my dad, you know, is a preacher as well, you know. And I have two brothers that are preachers and a lot of bishops and pastors and all that in my family. So I was raised up in holiness, too. And it came up to a point where, just like you were saying, when things is going another way, you feel like, yeah, Lord, I love you, but, you know, we want to put them under the bus for a minute and just keep on going our way. But he has a way to bring us back to our knees, don't he? I mean, every time. Every time we try to do something contrary, he got a way to bring us back. Ain't that something? And we go through, yes, we do, and it don't feel good, but he never let us get destroyed. He never let us get, you know, messed up in a situation where it would destroy us, but it would get us to turn from our wicked ways and seek his face. Ain't that something? I'm telling you, I'm really blessed by this tonight, and
that's,
I really am.
This
is
testimony. That's something else. It's good that you can look back on how you used to be, and that you can say,
"Oh my God,
I don't ever want to go back to that point. I don't ever want to be like that no more." You know, that's why brokenness is so good. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate God for breaking me and letting me see that.
My God.
At the end of the day, one of my friends shared with me, God is like, you know what I'm saying, basically, you can look at him like this if you want to do parables. You know what I'm saying? God is like Thomas Edison. And what did Thomas Edison do? You know what I'm saying? He invented a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, such as the light bulb. And what he did, he put a lot into that light bulb, a lot of wiring, a lot of time, you know what I'm saying, a lot of thought. Now, if that light bulb never came on, he would have been the most disappointed man in the world. You know what I'm saying? He just would have been so mad and like, dang, I put all this into this light bulb and it never worked. But the minute that it worked, he was the happiest man in the world. You know what I'm saying? He was smiling on his face, and that's just like us. God is Thomas Edison, and we are the light bulb. God can put a lot into us. And if our gift don't work that he putting into us, look how he going to be. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be ashamed. God dang, I put all this work into you, and this is what you doing with it. But the minute that you start working in your gift that God give you and that you shine like that light bulb did, he put all this into you, and then you working in your purpose, you're going to put a smile on God's face, and blessings going to come your way. And that's just real.
That's right. That's right. You know, right now, I don't know if you can tell. I don't even know if you can tell. Maybe somebody can, but I'm just like a weeping rag doll right now. I'm just crying it in. Tears just falling down my face right now, you know, because you said something that really jarred me just now. You said, isn't it something how we can think back? And it just right when you said that, it was just like I just went right back to real quick to what I used to do. And I remember I was looking for something, and I looked into an old spot. I was looking for something the other day. And I found pictures of different things when I was hanging out at the club and all that. And I looked at it, brother, and I'm telling you, tears fell down my face. I said, God, I thank you. I said, I thank you that living that life back then, my God, I could have got shot up. I could have been in prison. You know what I'm saying? I said, but your hands was up on me. And when I got to looking at that picture, I started getting angry because I said I was a hot mess. I could not believe the stuff that I did. I'm serious. If somebody was to tell me right now to go back and do what I used to do, that it was okay, do you know I'd be scared to death, Daddy? I'd be scared. I wouldn't even know how to start. I'd be so afraid. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's just something what happened. But just like you said, the key word, look back. If we look back, you know, what we used to be and how God made us now. My God, that he loved us that much, he could have threw us under the bus. You know what I'm saying? He could have told us, not today. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like hearing your prayers today. I don't want to help you up out of that jail cell because you're not listening to me. But no, he still gives us chances. And I just glorify him tonight. You know what I'm saying? I just thank him for what he is doing, you know, in your life. I celebrate with you tonight, brother. I celebrate with you tonight, your life, and thanking God for your brother and those in your family that, you know, prayed for you. And it's just awesome. I'm telling you, I'm just a weeping rag doll tonight. It's enough to cry tears of joy to know that God loves us unconditionally, no matter what we do out there. And right now, brother, while we heat it up on this subject, there are some people right now that are listening in that are still in that life of banging, still in that life of selling drugs and doing what they do, and they know that they got the call of the Lord on their life, but they're saying, I'm too far gone. I don't know if he will accept me because I done got too far in this game. What would you say to them tonight?
Man, God wait for you. Like, for real, God, of course God will accept you. Don't you ever think like that. God is an awesome God, and you come from God. You're made in God's image. So, of course, God is a God who just judge, and he loves you. So believe me, I'm telling you, work in your purpose and turn your life to God, because that's the only thing that matters in this world. That's the only thing that matters in this life at the end of the day. All the stuff that you're doing, selling drugs for money, risking your life, you can easily get your life taken out there in them streets. You can easily be gone tomorrow. You don't know when you're living, because the thing is, every year passes, and everybody knows what day that their birthday is on of every year. But every year that passes, your death day passes too, and you don't even know it. So don't live life taking it for granted. Don't take life for granted, and just live in a good purpose and live to be happy. Live for God. Put God first. Get on your hands and knees. Stay in your word, because this stuff is real, and this life is great. I promise. It's better than selling drugs. It's better than being around all this gangbanging stuff. That stuff don't mean nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, it don't. I did
that stuff. It don't mean nothing. So if you think God mad at you or something like that, trust me, God has a plan for you. You're probably going through the stuff that you're going through so you can have a testimony to change somebody else's life. You're probably going through what you're going through so you won't have to go back through it. So you can look back when you get to your throne and your seat that God wants you on. So you can look back at that life and say to yourself, I don't ever want to be there again. So don't think God mad at you. Don't ever think that it's too late for you to turn your life to God. But it's always best to do it now, to do it ASAP.
Don't wait.
Do it.
There's
nothing wrong with it. It's great. It feels good. I'm 23 years old. I'll be 24th March 11. I'm this young. And I made this decision.
Oh wow!
And this is the greatest decision I ever made in my life. And I'm telling y'all that from the bottom of my heart. I will not lie to you. I will not just say this. I ain't no hypocrite. I ain't no fraud. I ain't no phony. None of that. This is real. And I love this life. And I'm sure you would too. And that's right.
And you know what? With you saying your age being that young, let me tell you, brother, my hat go off to you for real. Because at your age, honey. I didn't know the Lord. I mean, I knew of him, you know what I'm saying? But at your age, I was out there hard. Seriously, I mean hard. I didn't have a man. So I thank God for those that saying they in their 20s, you know, living for Christ. I'm like, live on, please. Because I'm going to tell you, at that age, I was out there, you know. And I want to say this, too, to those that's listening in, you know, that love to bang and be violent and all that. Turn that anger around against the devil. Gang against that devil. Let loose the real ammunition on him. You know, the word of the Lord is greater than that AK. It's greater than that 357. It's even greater than a grenade. I'm telling you. That's why I tell people it's time to be mafia style. Let's be mafia style in Christ against that devil. That's who we need to be angry at. It ain't the people. It's the enemy using the people. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we got to go after that spirit, that demonic spirit that is using these people. And see, the Lord will let you know how to fight. He'll teach you how to be gangster against the devil. He done taught me. You know what I'm saying? In his word, he's taught me. And everybody knows that my favorite scripture, I love the word of God. Don't get me wrong. I love from Genesis to Revelation. But if there's a scripture that sticks out, that gets my blood going, is that Luke 10:19, when he said he has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall, oh my God, hurt us? What is God saying? He is saying that he has given us power. That's gangster right there to me. So if he say he gave us power, he's gave us authority, you know what I'm saying, to ride up in that devil's cap and to snatch, to tear down, you know what I'm saying, to root up, break down, shoot down, cut up, burn up. Come on now.
Yep. That's real. And let me tell you something.
When we go gangster down through that devil's cap, you best to believe, ain't no retaliation, ain't no backlashing, ain't no coming back seeing our peeps and none of that. It's a done deal.
That's right. Ain't nobody gangster. Ain't no gangsters out there. Ain't no thugs. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Because everybody got to see that dirt. Everybody got to see that dirt. So So you ain't gangster. You ain't hard. What you doing is wasting your time and your life. That's what you doing.
That's right.
That's what you doing. That's what you doing.
That's
so,
right,
man. All that stuff does not matter, man. What matters is this life in Christ. This is what matters.
That's
man.
What I'm
this
saying.
We
That's what
love,
I'm saying.
Man. We made the love. Let's make this next generation be a great generation. Let's be an example
true.
To them. Let's be mentors, man. We got people out here preaching all this crazy stuff and just doing bad influences, just crazy music, man. Let's get some positive brothers out here, man. Let's do that. Well, everybody
That's
scared
right.
to be positive. Everybody want to be negative and follow the trend. Start a new trend,
That's
man.
True.
Put good into the world. Let's do that. Let's make
that's
that
right.
our focus and our aim. That's just real,
That's right.
Man.
That's right, and that's why I said with that. And you know what? And that's why I said if they want to be gangster, and then you want to be angry, get like that with the devil. You know what I'm saying? You get your war clothes on and get in that spiritual warfare against the enemy. That's the person we need to be fighting. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that wants to kill and destroy us. So we got to come back on him. And that's just the way it is. You know, that's just the way it is. And I had to learn that, brother. I really had to learn that when God saved me, he had to let me know that I had to take that anger, that foolishness that I was doing and all that meanness and madness and want to fight all the time, want to see somebody killed and all that kind of junk. Oh, yeah, I had that kind of mind. And when he had to give me how to use that against the enemy. We can't change from that style of thinking and have those thoughts toward the devil. That's who we supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And live loving one another. Like you said, we even got to love our enemies. Now, that's a hard thing. I still struggle today. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm just being real. Can I be
that's
honest
real.
Today? I'm serious.
We have to.
Ain't no suppose. We have to love our enemies if we want to see heaven. And I'm telling you,
right.
God is still working on me right now because I'll tell you, it's hard. And I got plenty of enemies.
Yeah.
Believe that. And we all do.
That,
and it's hard when you got to look, talk about some love. Oh, my God, what? You be ready to get ill.
This is not no easy walk at all. I'm not going to tell you that. It's not easy, you know, especially coming from your sinning. And your sinful life and your bad ways,
that's true.
It's hard to change. It's hard to change, but that's the reason that you got to stay prayed up. That's the reason you got to stay in your Bible, getting that biblical teaching, and that's the reason you got to surround yourself with people who's on the same walk as you, because it's not
that's
easy.
Right.
It's not. And to love your enemy, man, I mean, that's not easy, not knowing when your enemy hates you, you know? So
I'm still. I'm still learning. You want? Let me share this right quick, Danny, and we're going to go to one of the songs. But I'm going to use this for an example, how I said I'm still learning by the Lord. I'm still learning because I remember on Christmas Eve, I was at Myers, and I'm walking down the aisle, minding my business, ain't bothering nobody. And you know how you stop in the middle of the aisle, brother, and you may be looking at something. Well, common sense tell you, there's people behind you, what should they say? You don't have eyes in the back of your head. You see what I'm saying? So you pull over to the right. Common sense, you're going to say, excuse me. So you say, you know, and they're going to go by. This black woman behind me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she didn't know me from a can of paint. I ain't know her. And I'm standing there. Now, I got a bottle, right, in my basket. There's a bottle in my basket, right? I got stuff in there. I got this glass bottle in my basket, and she's standing next to me. I didn't even know she was behind me. And instead of her saying, excuse me, ma'am, so I could get out the way, when I finally realized she was back there, she looked at me like and called me a B and said, yeah, B, just trying to be stubborn, huh? Just want to keep the eyes blocked. Yeah, with your ghetto, you know what. And do you know when she said that to me? Seriously, I looked at her in her face. Do you hear me? I looked at her in her face. I said, excuse me. I said, first of all, I didn't see you behind me. And then I started to grab that bottle and bust her in the face. I'm telling you, she would have been with Scarface when I got through. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost checked me right there in that aisle. The Holy Ghost did. And it hurt it so bad, y'all, that I had to go into another aisle. You see what I'm saying? And dig my hands, just my nails into my skin, and I had to pray. Because I kept seeing visions in my mind, the old Tanya got in, wanting to say, fine in the aisle, just bust in the face. Let them know that how ghetto you really could be. You know, and I ended up finding myself, Danny, going down the aisles looking for her. God wouldn't even let me find her. And when I finally saw her, she was in the aisle checking out. And I just gave her a look, and I just shook my head and said, boy, 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 God, you know you somebody. You know that you are somebody that can keep this flesh under subjection, because if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, let me tell you something, I would have been in jail and y'all would have been here. An angel on deck has slashed somebody's face off almost. I'm telling you. But I shared that for a reason, to let people know that even in your anger, God can, you know what I'm saying, he can keep us even in the anger, and we got to love our enemies. So I can't go around hating that woman and, you know, looking at all mean and wanting to kill and all, you know, do bodily harm. But I had to be humble, like, let that pass. So I said, I'm going to give her a pass. I'm going to let it pass, you know, but it's rough. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, Danny, if you was out in the world, you would have reacted. So sometimes we have to learn to walk away and pray for these people.
Exactly. Exactly, we got to, like you said, because, you know, we once was at that point, you know, where we just mad and anything could piss us off, you know, so it's like, like you said, you know, like in a moment, you know what I'm saying, that same little phrase can come across your mind, like, man, she don't know how I used to be, you know what I'm saying, this person don't know how I used to be or what I'm really about, but, you know what I'm saying, you gotta control that like you did. You know what I'm saying? You gotta grab that thought. You gotta throw that thought out and remember your new life in Christ. And you gotta, and that's what you gotta present. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to, you know. And man, it's tough though. It's tough. Just like you said, people do that. People tempt you every day. People, you know what I'm saying? Say certain stuff about you that you don't like. And that's all just the devil, man. Sending stuff at you to get you back to where you used to be. You know, and
that's true.
The moment you control it, you know what I'm saying? You please God. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
So, that's right. You're right about that. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this song we about to hear. What is Tribulations? How did you go about writing it? And you know that's my favorite song. Remember I told you I love Deadbeat too, but you know we always have a main favorite. And I listen to Tribulations now every night before I go to bed. I have my music headphones. And a lot of the artists around the world, I don't just play this music on radio, but I listen to it as well. You know, in my privacy of myself, I listen to it. And that Tribulations, I'm telling you, that's just awesome. What got you to write that? And when did you write that?
Okay, Tribulations was actually my first song. That was my first God-fearing song. I'm trying to start my own lane all the way. You know, I just want to change my path and do me. You know, so I consider myself a positive, God-fearing rapper. You know what I'm saying? And that's
okay,
my new lane that I'm trying to start. You know, so that was actually my first God-fearing song. You know, that's when I, you know what I'm saying, got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I was out for a couple of days, and I just wanted to do music because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I got a passion for doing music. So I grabbed the beat. You know, I was looking through some beats, and that actually was the third one I clicked on. And when I clicked on it, I mean, I broke down. You know, I just started praying over the track. You know what I'm saying? I started praying over it because it just how the track made me feel. It made me feel, you know what I'm saying, so good inside, and it just made me feel different. And it made me feel like this was the new leaf that God was turning for me. So I started freestyling to it. And the first thing that came out of my mouth was, I sure am God-fearing. But I sure am God-fearing. And when I got that melody right there and I noticed that was catchy, I worked my way around that song. You know, I said, I'm going to put a testimony in this song. You know, I said, I'm going to make a new something that's real. Something that's
showing
real, something that I can worship to. And I said, I'm going to put my testimony in this song. I'm going to speak about my life and speak about what I went through, because I know there's people out there that can relate, and there's people out there that's going to appreciate this testimony. So that's how I went about it. You know, I got the writing, I got it together, and I went to the studio and laid it down, and it came out beautiful.
Wow. Okay. And what about the next song that after that we going to play? It's called Deadbeat. Now, talk a little bit about that, and then also say a little something about the video. I know you were doing the video shoot last week.
Yeah, Deadbeat, you know, I had that beat for a nice little while now, the Deadbeat beat. I had that instrumental for a while, but I had a different track to it. I never finished the track. I just started with a verse, and it was actually a nice verse. But, you know, when that new leaf flipped from me, you know, I didn't want to talk about that stuff that I was talking about in that verse. So this time when I turned on this instrumental and I listened to it, the instrumental came to me as a story. So
yeah,
instead of making this turn-up track that I was about to make with a hook and everything, you know, my mind said, I want to talk about a story in this song. I want to try something new, you know. And I said, I want to talk about the streets. I want to give a positive, come out with a positive message, you know, referring to the streets and on some situations that I've seen in my lifetime. So what I did was start writing. You know, I started writing the story. You know, I just wanted to keep the story 100 and relate it to the streets as much as possible. But at the end of the song, I wanted it to be a catch, and I wanted it to be a nice moral at the end of it. You know, I wanted to touch on a couple of different points that's in the streets, and just have it with a nice moral at the end that, you know what I'm saying, that'll make people want to listen to it more, and that'll actually change people's life, you know. So that's how I went about Deadbeat. I got a video dropping for Deadbeat the second week of February. I don't have the exact day yet, but the video is done being shot. It's getting edited, and it's in the process of dropping the second week of February. It's a crazy shoot. You know, it's nice.
Wow.
It's something different that I'm sure you guys have never seen before. It's a beautiful video, you know, quality from the actors. They all did a good job, so... You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the actors who was in it, you know, and it's actually like a short movie. So I'm sure people are going to enjoy that. So if you listen, please look out for Deadbeat. Please look out for Deadbeat, because this is going to be a strong record and video.
Yeah, I saw a little of the makeup that you had on from the Odyssey. She did a wonderful job.
Oh, yeah, she's off the chain. I actually went to high school with her. Her name is Becky. And, yeah, she's great, man. She went to school for us. She used to do it a little bit when we was in high school. And she took up some more classes in college. And, man, she's great at that. Yeah, she's cold, man.
Saw the pictures on Instagram. And I didn't know those from the video shoot at first. When I first saw the picture, I looked like, what happened to his face? And then I happened to see you was talking about the makeup. But that lets you know how good it was. Because when I looked, I actually thought, what in the world, you know, has happened, you know.
She did some bullet shots. I mean, when she got on that face, I mean, I left. You know what I'm saying? I dropped the guy off and I left my house. You know what I'm saying? I went to go take care of some business. When I got back, I seen dude like, man, who shot you, dog? You know, because like, real. Like, she hooked it up. I'm talking about,
acting
at me a little bit. I'm looking like, man, this dude, she is cold. And, you know, and, another thing about Deadbeat, you know, I haven't dropped the track yet officially, but for those of y'all who's listening, I'm going to go ahead and reward y'all with a little something. My man Ferris Lewis, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the Youth Gospel, you know what I'm saying, like, go like his Facebook page. Ferris Lewis got it on his SoundCloud right now for download. You know, a lot of people don't know about it because I haven't dropped it yet. But, yeah, go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get a free download, and y'all get to listen to the track if y'all like it after y'all hear it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, you know what? He's listening in to us right now. And I'm going to mention it since you said it. Tomorrow, y'all, be looking out for the links, the Youth Gospel Rap Show, episode 25. Yes, number 25. We have DJ Preacher Kid and Danny is going to be on there. Danny Froze, he's going to have his music on there. It's going to be featured as well. So, like you said, it's going to be free download. We're going to be sharing it like crazy, you know. And also, these episodes are also heard on my shows as well. So, I will be playing that on Monday. On Monday, we will be hearing the episode 25 featuring, you know, various of artists. And like I said, with our brother Danny Froze and and DJ Preacher Kid, and y'all be able to download it too as well. So that's gonna be hot. Yeah. So shout out to DJ Featherwaves there in Amsterdam.
Yeah, Angel, I just, you know what I'm saying, I thank you and the guy Ferris Lewis, because, you know, y'all just jumped on the project soon. Y'all heard it, you know what I'm saying? Y'all connected me with the people y'all know, put me on y'all's show, you know what I'm saying? Ferris threw me on his website, and I just appreciate y'all for that. So all my people who listening, all my fans or supporters, family members, make sure y'all go like their pages and y'all go add them, talk to them, do all that, man, because they good people, and God bless y'all for real. I really appreciate it.
All right. It's good to connect with you, too. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to hear Tribulation, and we're going to hear Deadbeat. And right after Deadbeat, I'm going to click you back on to have the last remarks before we go off the air.
All right, let's do it.
All right. All right, y'all, we got them on hold. We finna hear these great two songs, Tribulations and Deadbeat, by our dear brother, Danny Froze, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Money meals, me.
Life is my meaning. Don't need a breakfast, lunch, or supper type of feeder. I make decisions from my heart, got my soul bleeding. I used to sew a lot of bad till I started reading. Kept the goodness at my head, now I start speaking. So the cause and effect is where I'm leaning. See, the thing about the truth is ain't no force in it. Whoa. Have to put a pause in it. Imagine working 8 to 9 at a barbershop. You fall asleep and wake up in the same spot. Hey, I remember when my manager changed locks. It's raining rocks, I had to sleep up in the parking lot. Oh, I had no place to go. In ATL, whole family in Chicago. I could have easily ran back pronto. But short leadership, the head honcho. I understand why God allows us to break. Cause we chasing more sins than faith. Stop basing your lives on hate. And start erasing poor lives in grace. No limits, all 10 toes in it.
No
gimmicks, all my friends and foes with it.
No.
Why? It's time to do God business, let's go.
Thank you.
about a story I want to share about a boy named Ronnie and his friend named Fluff. See, Ronnie always been a quiet type who feared nothing but scared of life. Ain't no father figure, no man advice, just a single mother who was married twice. She only knew his father for a night, but Ronnie, he never took it right. Now, Fluff's different, let me be precise. A smart guy with a heart of ice who was cutthroat with a smile of life. Sheep coated with a wolf bite. Let's just say that Fluff was in the range. When his mother died, he went insane. His father's deep in the dope game, so Fluff followed that same lane. And Ronnie, he was always in the streets, made his money off selling beats. Some nights the boy wouldn't sleep, not knowing his daddy that cut him deep. One day at the corner store, he recognized Fluff from a month ago. Fluff was posted up counting hundreds though. Ronnie knew that Fluff was getting dough, so he approached Fluff like, "You selling snow?" Fluff smirking like, "Yeah, you know, when you're ready to buy, I got the coke." But Ronnie broke and had number beats, hoping Fluff would have changed for these. Fluff likes to rap when he's smoking trees, so he threw him some for a couple of beats. Ronnie wasn't mobile, but he knew the streets, so he got it off in the nick of time. Read up, so Fluff running nine. He liked his beats, but he loved his grind, so he linked them up so they both could shine. It was time they got well acquainted. Ronnie hit the work in his mother's basement. She seen the change and just couldn't face it. Pray for Ronnie's life that he wouldn't waste it. When he fell asleep, she followed up the traces. Couldn't believe her eyes, boy, goodness gracious. Threw them drugs out with no patience. A holy mother that didn't play with a lost son that didn't pray. She made Ronnie go to church that day. He knew that something was wrong, but she act okay. He almost changed his life, he heard the pastor say. The fight's not against flesh and blood, but principality, spiritual wickedness in high places. That conversation wet both their faces. Never knew life could be so basic. Left church on newer bases. Ronnie thought he moved at newer paces. Even find a way to make smoother wages. But flipped the pages when he got home and his work was gone. He loaded the 40 and took shots of Trone. Mama grabbed his arm like, "Baby, I was wrong. Them drugs are trash, I thought you was on." She knew it was best to be left alone. He left the house and picked up the phone. Knew it was rare that Fluff would postpone. He wants him out his head, so life goes on. Time flight, now it's 10 at night, not a minute shy. Ronnie see Fluff passing by. Windows 10 at night, asking why. Fingerprinting wasn't on his mind, but he strapped up, his Fluff backed up. Raised down the window, told him act tough. Playing with my money, that's bad luck. He pulled out his pistol, didn't clap none. All of a sudden, Ronnie reached for hands. Fluff was trying to scare, but Ronnie on biz. He squeezed the trigger, emptied the clip. Tossed the gun as he hit a block. Fighting sirens, here come the cops. Cornered off in the parking lot with no other source. He was forced to stop.
You got the right to remain silent.
Cops treating them all violent. His story, they ain't buying. He on his way to jail island. A couple of months later, he in trial as the slayer. They found a gun, some shell cases, and a couple of more data. Fluff father up in court, and he didn't come to bother. He just buried his son, and his life he wished he was a part of. Ronnie mama's crying, Fluff daddy got a bother. She looks him in his eyes, and say, "You're Ronnie's father. R.P. his brother." Huh? That beat.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, Deadbeat and Tribulations is rocking, y'all. Wow. And you know, after he finished having words and we get ready to go off, Tribulations is going to take us on off. We're going to play that again. I'm telling you, that is my jam. For real. I'm telling you. So we about to go back and click our brother back on. Wow. Woohoo! This is a good one tonight, I'm telling you. All right, bro, you back? You still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, I want you to tell your friend, I can't remember his name right off, that I was saying that y'all music is rocking. While I looked on his page and saw that them burgers on his wall cover, I was sitting up here hollering him up. Like, I was like, when I get off the air, I think that's what I'm going to have to go in there and make me some burgers.
The burgers are looking good now.
I can't speak his name right off, but I'm gonna say we gonna give him a shout out. The Burger Man, that's what I'm gonna call him.
Yeah, that's
I think it's Smokey. Is that how you pronounce the name, Smokey?
Yeah, Smokey. He actually was singing on the Tribulations with me.
Oh, was he? Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he rocked it. I know y'all rocked it, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, next time, I just happened to just went on the page and I saw those burgers. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, man, that dude got one of them church voices, man. He bring the soul to the track. That boy Cole, man, he's nice.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah, I'm telling you. I was wondering who was singing. I'm like, who's singing that hook? Yeah, that sound good. I'm telling you, those songs really are powerful, and it's an awesome. You know how some people just make music, and the music just be. You know, the music just be a bunch of just music and no type of message. But those songs that you have, brother, has not only good music, but it has a very powerful message. Seriously, it does. And I thank God for you. I really do. I thank God for you. In saying that, what would you like to say in ending this off? Because I know we're about to... go off now, and we're going to end it off with Tribulations again. I was trying to debate, like, what should I go off with? And I thought about it. I said, you know, we're going to go off with Tribulations again because that song is rocking. And I'm talking, both of them rock, but, you know, that's my favorite. That's my favorite song.
I hear you. Why not? I'm about to shoot the video today in a week and a half, so I'm going to have that Tribulations.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm working. I'm definitely working. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you know what? I wanted to ask you, how far are you from Evanston? I have family all through Chicago, and I have a lot of family in Evanston, Illinois.
I'm about Evanston, probably about a good 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Yeah, well, I have family there in Chicago, and I told them I'm about to pay them a visit. You know, because they always down here in Detroit, and I haven't been in Chicago in a long time, so I said I was going to get a chance to come up there. So I'm going to have to look you up whenever I go up there. Hopefully we see each other before the end or get together and get something going. My goal is to travel in different states and just, you know, do a lot of interviews at ministries and interviewing artists or whatever in the studio. I want to be able to do that so people can hear around the world what we're doing, you know, and also having video shoots of it as well. People can actually see us interacting on the radio. So I really look forward to that.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too, for real. Like I said, we out here working, trying to get stuff in order and just do God's work. So, you know, we out here working. Yeah.
So any shout outs you want to give and word of encouragement you want to give and a contact for people to contact with your music and, you know, all of that.
Oh yeah, okay. First off, if you wanna add me and follow my movement, the best place to reach me first off is Facebook. And my name on Facebook is Danny Froze, Danny with a Y, Froze. Froze Team Sway, Danny Froze Team Sway. It should pop up if you just type in Danny Froze. That's the same as my Instagram, Danny Froze. My Twitter, Danny Froze. Everything basically Danny Froze. YouTube, if y'all want to see these videos that I'm dropping soon, YouTube, Danny Froze. Everything Danny Froze. And I want to give a shout out to my manager, Pierce Henry. You know, he's been very supportive. Shout out to my homies Reggie and Rail, to Smokey, Larry B, Sam, you know, Jeff. Shout out to Jeff and Bruh Love and all them two upcoming gospel artists. I just wanna, you know what I'm saying, thank everybody who's supporting and you know, for words of encouragement. Y'all just keep God first, man, and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, believe it, mean it, and live that life. And just keep God first in your life and be serious about it. And just stay prayed up and just know that with God, all things are possible. And that's just real.
Amen, amen, amen. And I also want to give a shout out to one of your friends because I saw that she was liking the links and everything. I think her name is Shay. Want to give a shout out to her. I've seen her working it, liking the links and everything. So I like to give shout outs to people that I know is listening in, and those that I don't know listening in, that's listening in, We just want to say God bless you, and we thank you for listening to this show. And also I want to share, too, Danny, before you go off the air, that once we're off the show, you can keep posting up these links, because it may be people that didn't get a chance to hear it. They can hear the same show next year sometime. It will not be erased. And also, when we're done, you can also download this show as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you can also download the show. Yeah, you can download the show. Yeah, you can download the show. And also, we want to give it up once again to DJ Featherweight there in Amsterdam. He's still listening in. It's late over there. I'm telling you, it's late. I think it's after 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's still up listening to this show.
Yeah.
So, like, hours. He's 6 hours apart from us, so it's in the wee hours of the morning. And he got the show going on tomorrow, the episode 25 that you've got for rap. And we encourage y'all again, once the links are posted tomorrow, you can download that episode, and you will hear Danny Foles, you will hear DJ Preacher Kid, and also some other great artists. You'll see their names on the link. I can't remember everybody right off, but we just thank God. So in saying that, God bless you, brother. We thank God for you being on, and you know we got a late start, but we got it in, though, didn't we? We got it in.
Oh yeah, it had to be perfect timing because everything went good.
It did. It did. So when you receive your voicemail, ignore it.
And don't
throw me under the bus either. Be like Daddy Miles and threw me under the bus, y'all.
All right.
Now, but we thank God for you, bro. And I'm here to keep the music pushing and rocking, you know, on these airwaves and your videos and stuff. All you got to do is tag me, text me, call me, whatever I can do to help get this music out and the videos out, brother. I'm one sister I can say here in Detroit that has got your back 100%. I love it. I love what you're doing. And like I said, we fam now, so, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
I'm glad to be fam. I got support out there in Detroit. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Trust me.
I know that's right. All right then, brother. Well, God bless you. We're going to go off with this great song, y'all, Tribulations, once again. And we look forward to you coming back on again very soon with us, bro, and doing another show and talking about the video when it come out, too, as well. So I just look forward to the fellowship.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right then. All right, y'all, so y'all heard it. That was our brother Danny Foles, yes, there in Chicago. And we just thank God for him. He's definitely was a blessing on tonight. I'm telling you, I done got teary-eyed and everything. Thank God my lashes wasn't on tonight. But if it would have came off, believe me, glue would have glued them back. So I know y'all saying Angel on Deck is crazy. Yes, I am. I have a sense of humor. And I love to laugh. This show is not going to be dead when you listen to it. So I will bring some laughter to it. So once again, we just thank God for all of you listening in all around the world. And always know that God loves you and that Miss Angel on Deck loves you too. And ending us off, again, is Tribulations by Brother Danny Foles. God bless you.
Money Mills Music.
Life is my meaning. Don't need a breakfast, lunch, or supper type of feeder. I make decisions from my heart, got my soul bleeding. I used to sew a lot of bands till I started reaping.
the goodness in my head and I start speaking. So the cause and effect is where I'm leaning. See, the thing about the truth is ain't no force in it. Whoa. To put a pause in it. Imagine working 8 to 9 at a barbershop. Just fall asleep and wake up in the same spot. Hey, I remember when my manager changed locks. It's raining rocks, I had to sleep up in the parking lot. Oh, I had no place to go. In ATL, whole family in Chicago. I could have easily ran back pronto. But short leadership, the head honcho. I understand why God allows us to break. Cause we chasing more sins than faith. Stop facing your lives over eight. And started raising poor lives in praise. No limits, all 10 toes in it.
No
gimmicks, all my friends and foes with it.
No.
Why?
No.
It's time to do God business, let's go.
I ain't got no limits. I just put my soul in.